This is a quorum. It'll have to be. If it's not, don't tell anybody. I like it, Richard. I like it. We should have been counting that way all along. Oh, goodness. Well, thanks for coming back. We are the marathon runners of church members here tonight after a great week of revival. And what are y'all doing tomorrow night? Don't answer. I'm afraid I might get a little snark. Don't answer. All right. So anyway, but it's good to be together. Thank you for your presence. And I know that you're here because you care about Robertsville and what the Lord is doing here. And so thank you. We've got some matters to cover tonight. And so let me voice a prayer and then we'll move into our business for the night. Lord, thank you for this day, for just the glory of worship today and the sense of your presence and your work in the life of our church. Also in the life of Freedom Hope, as together we have come into your presence this whole last week. And Lord, it was wonderful. And you've met us here. And Lord, as we pause and catch our breath, Lord, we don't want to stop. We want to continue on with you. And so, Lord, show us and lead us and guide us, Lord, in the days ahead. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, let me see. Let's go ahead and take care of our financial bits. And so we have a proposed budget for 2025 was presented to church council last week. And so it's presented tonight to the town hall, to church and conference, and then will be voted on by the church following our morning service on December 1st. And so with that in mind, let me turn it over to Sandy, or will you be presenting? And looky here. Good. Marilyn Curley, everyone. Welcome, Marilyn. Marilyn, you're going to have to find a seat. They'll have to squeeze you in on that row. That one's not available. Right. Come on up.
So I'm presenting the budget or the, which one first? The budget first?
Hey, Marilyn.
Yeah. Has he told jokes? Okay, good. Okay, so I can get it.
Yeah, so I was at a pastor's retreat a couple of weeks ago, and we were just standing around commiserating and talking, and like pastors do, and so Jerry Mantooth was there, and he was telling about, it was a funny story about a pastor, longtime pastor, I suppose he's meeting with the deacons, and they were talking about his time off, and he was kind of justifying his vacation time. And he told them, he said, you know, guys, if I'm good, I deserve it. And if I'm bad, you deserve it. And so that was the end of discussion. So anyway, that's as funny as I get.
Okay, so I am doing the proposed budget for 2025. And everyone has a copy, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to be moving forward. Robertsville is moving forward from our replanting. We're standing firm in our faith, trusting and glorifying God, and growing and making disciples. And our Bible verse, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory now and to the day of eternity. So we just pray that this... It makes a big noise when I do that. Can you hear me better now? A little better. So for our missions, Robertsville has always been known as a church that is big on missions, And I'm sure you've seen it in the various things that we do here. So it's our desire for every member to be actively involved in missions through praying, going, and giving. It's our goal is to provide opportunities for members of Robertsville to go and give to all aspects of missions. So our Bible verse for this is, don't get tired of helping others. You will be rewarded when the time is right if you don't give up. And so we had last year, because we were having such a tight budget, we decided to suspend giving to the Clinton Baptist and the Cooperative Program for a bit. So that we're carrying that over to this year. For the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home, we've allocated $100, and for the mission trip, $300. So that's a total of $400. Then, you know, of course we give to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering, Annie Armstrong Easter offering, Tennessee State Missions offering, the Children's Home, and the Riceville Friendship Center, and more. You know, I'm sure we each have our own missions that we usually give to additional to that. And so we'll turn to the next page on missions, ministries, the Fusion Student Ministry, the Library Ministry, and the Preschool and Children Ministries. So the Fusion Ministry, you know, is with the youth. So they usually go on a retreat every summer, which they plan to do this year. I think they have all their spots booked up already. So, but if anybody wants to go, they can probably call and get extra spots. So the student ministry, the budget for 2025 is $4,000, and the library ministry is $50. Preschool ministry is $100. Children's ministry is $1,500. Hopefully we'll be able to have a Back Your Bible study or a Back Your Bible Club or a Vacation Bible School this year. We'll just see. That's why we allocated, they asked for that much. They actually asked for $2,000, and we had $2,000 this year, and next year we've cut it to $1,500. We pretty much cut the budget on every item except those like utilities, which, you know, it would be ridiculous to cut that one. So, and then community outreach, our website and mobile app, we kept the same amount as we had last year. And we're planning to have a community cookout this year, and we've put in $1,250 for that. So the total outreach would be $2,723. So that just is a new item. But I think we took something out, too, that was kind of in that place. No, we didn't. Okay, worship and music. So we enjoy Josh and all the wonderful music he provides for us in our worship experience. And so we kept the same budget for 2025. For the literature and supplies, and the worship supplies, $50. So that's $1,650. Discipleship, small group curriculum, that's your Sunday school books, and I think for the children's church, we have some expenses there, and that's $756. We've really tried to cut back on, you know, if you buy those kits for the preschool or for the Sunday school, they are so expensive. And so we've tried to make do with some things that we had on hand that we didn't use. So, okay, so fellowship, we're hoping to have a Thanksgiving dinner next year. And so Gail asked for $400. We had $400 in the budget this year. I don't know what, I think we used that maybe on the the joint, okay. Service. So we went down to $350 for next year, and we're thinking, you know, people can provide turkeys and ham and things like that instead of having to buy it. So hopefully $350 would buy the paper goods and that. Okay, so staff and, huh? And tea, yeah. staff and staff support. We are heartbroken that we have not increased this. We didn't increase it last year, and we didn't increase it this year, and it just breaks our hearts. But we just couldn't see increasing something that we felt like we couldn't meet. So we really felt like we were, you know, it was a faith. It was based on faith that we wouldn't be able to meet this one. So all the compensation, the disability premiums, and payroll tax expenses stay the same. And so if you feel like you want to give a little extra, put a little bit in a card and give it to your friendly staff. Well, we are so thankful you're still here, and we hope everybody is still here. I know it's hard when all the prices are increasing, not to have an increase in your salary. So, ministry support, postage really went down this year from 1,000 to 82. We really cut that one good, didn't we? Offering envelopes stayed the same as 100. Office supplies went down a little bit. Computer systems went up a little bit. So I think there was something that had to be done there that we couldn't not do. And so facilities and equipment, utilities, quite a bit of an increase. And if you guys live in Oak Ridge, you probably know why. I think the utilities in Oak Ridge are going to, well, what kind of an increase is it, Bart? What percentage? Okay, telephone and internet, we went down a little bit on that. Insurance stayed the same. And last year we had a big cut in the insurance, so that's a good thing. Custodial supplies, 1,000. Repair maintenance equipment, we went down $1,000 in that, and we're thinking, you know, if something tears up, we might just have to take up a special offering or something. A toilet paper drive. Well, yeah. Okay. Contracts and services went down a tremendous amount because we realized, I guess, some contracts were out of date anyway or something like that. So.
The biggest decrease was we no longer have lawn service.
Okay. And we appreciate those guys that stepped up to make that possible. The capital equipment stayed the same, bands and repairs same, audio, video same, and insurance deductibles the same. And on the back page, we're almost finished, it just gives you a brief summary of everything. So the total budget has gone down in 2025 by almost $5,000, almost, yeah, five, okay, almost, yeah, so that's good. And I present this, and I guess we will vote on this budget December the 1st, right? Okay. So this is just for Doc. Any questions?
I don't have a question, but I did want to point out, and this would really impact budget planning for 2026, and that is that in 2026, Robertsville will celebrate its 80th anniversary. And so that's a big marker. We really weren't able to celebrate 75. Like we would have. But so I was just mentioning that just to get it on the radar so that in the different committees of our church, budget planning of our church, we're already looking forward to 2026. That's going to be in May. I think our anniversary day is May 26th, so that would be a big 8.
I have a question. Is Freedom Hope helping out in any of this stuff, utilities and all that kind of stuff?
They pay a monthly amount of $900.
Facilities use
And then we have music arts. They pay $300 a month, right? But we can't depend on that. I mean, we're only, what, Freedom Hope is through August or July of next year? The end of August, so.
July. Okay.
And you know, music arts could decide any time to go someplace else.
They have to give us a 30 or 90-day notice.
Okay. Now, do you want me to do this? Yeah, so are we going to reinstitute a historical committee or something like that for next?
Yeah, I don't know if you want to, you may not want to.
Maybe just a committee to kind of organize the.
Yeah, like a planning committee.
Mm-hmm. Gail?
I do have a question. How on the postage, are you going to make it on the
website, stamps online?
Oh, yeah. That's, I had ordered some, and they work, so I'm sure.
The finance committee bought six rolls. They already gave it to me.
So we footed that, which wasn't much. It sounds weird, doesn't it? Yeah. I was really skeptical about it, but someone told me they did it, and it worked, so I thought, well, I'll try it. Yeah.
I use the stamps to mail some things just to make sure.
Yeah. I mean, they have the little flags on them, the forever stamps, and I think, okay. Any other questions? Okay, let's look at the finance report for September. We started out 22,591. That's pretty low. Kind of makes Judy
nervous.
And we had receipts, total operating receipts for this month of 29,662. And our expenditures, were 18?
No, 33.
Oh, 585. Okay, so that made her even more nervous because the book balance at the end of September was only 18,668. So when it gets to a certain point, she has to look maybe at taking money out of the money market account and putting. So I think if it gets down to like 17, what is it?
When I get down to 10,000.
Oh, okay. Okay, so the book balance of the designated funds was 32,670. We had receipts coming in of 9,793. And then we had expenses of 25,922 and ended up with a book balance of 16,540.84, and which was a lot less than what it started out with. But we did get two air conditioning units. So the money market, 44,000 was our beginning balance, and we transferred some to help pay for the air conditioning units, 6,479, and that left a balance of 37,889. And so our ending balance for all accounts was 72,119.27 for end of September. Any questions about that page? Okay, let's go to the. And I'm not going to go over each one of these. I want you just to look at them briefly. And if you have any questions, hold your hand up and we'll address that. I think everyone has done an excellent job this year of trying to keep their expenses down, especially in the children's ministry. I think people have been bringing in snacks and, you know, providing things with their own money. Okay, look at the second page. So let's see. So that capital equipment contingency, that's when all went to the air conditioning unit, right, Judy? Yeah, we pulled from several different places to make the air conditioning units happen. That was one place. The money market was another place. Okay, are there any questions on this page? Okay, the designated. So the capital equipment contingency, I think that's, we used some of that money for the air conditioning units. The Morgan Powell Amphitheater used all that was in there for the air conditioning units. Sandy told us that, gave us the go ahead on that, and so we appreciate that being available to use. I think Richard, Tabitha and Gail, Tabitha's table is paying some on what, the garbage dumpster? No. What are the, isn't Tabitha's table putting some money towards something that's in our?
I thought that we were paying some for the garbage.
Okay. So anyway, that helps a little bit, you know, with them.
That's about $80. Yeah. $79 a month.
Yeah. Can't. Any questions on the designated? Okay, if you will look. Next year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a lot of people who have had budgets for their ministry and they had some money in the designated have used that rather than from their budgeted account too. So it's, a lot of them are probably looking pretty low because of that. And we appreciate that for them doing that. The year-to-date budget receipts and expenses, we kind of fell back in the hole this month with our receipts. And so we were $3,923 in the red. Yeah. So just keep praying. and that this will have an upturn, and our budget for the year will end up in a good shape, and that we might. Yeah. So anyway, do I make a motion to accept this budget or not? Or do I just present it?
Questions?
Or this, the finance report, I mean. I know I don't do the budget. Okay. Pastor, it's time for your report.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. All right. All those in favor of approving the finance report for September, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you. Let's see. Let's do this. Do we have, let's see. Jack, why don't you come and share with us about student ministry, any information about facilities, property and space, and then after that, Josh, if you'll share from your ministry areas. And let me just say this, in terms of Josh's ministry oversight, I would imagine everybody knows this by now, but Josh has taken on oversight of our, particularly our Kid City ministry on Wednesday nights, and primarily that's the program, right? That's the only program that you're overseeing for kids, but also working with Carol at different times to kind of administrate our kids ministry on Sunday mornings as well as Wednesday nights. And so when you think about Josh's ministry, I definitely want you and the church to think of him, his ministry is definitely focused on worship and worship planning, working with our praise band and choir and AV and tech teams, but also giving important oversight to our kids ministry currently. And so so I want to say thanks to Josh and Jack, because Jack is also taking on just some extra work. He's been very, very willing to take on a lot of the work of maintenance and maintaining our lawn. We've been able to invest in a mower that gives Jack more mowing power. And if there's something I've learned about Jack, he loves power. And especially holding that in his hands. So, but I do say thank you to both of you guys. Y'all continue to go above and beyond what really many times is reasonable to ask. And so I appreciate you both immensely. Likewise, Judy. But anyway, so let Jack, why don't you come and share with us, and then Josh, you follow him.
Well, we kind of just did this at church council. I guess everybody's here except for Richard and Wanda. So I'll just talk to you two. Oh, Gail, yeah, she wasn't there that day. Well, all right. Well, we're in a new series right now with the student ministry, and we're trying to bribe them to be there for all 4 weeks. If they come all 4 weeks and keep their outlines, they will get a Chick-fil-A card at the end of the week. Yeah, I had a generous donor over there to sponsor this gift, so we'll see if it works. Some of them are really keeping up with their outlines. Some, it's the same old story, but some of them have said, yeah, I'm really keeping up with my outlines. So this week is week 3, and it's called No Fear Living, and it really challenges you to trust God, to step out on faith, to allow him to live through you, and to, you know, it's about identity formation too for these students, you know, recognizing that, you know, it's scary to let your peers see something that they may not have seen before, and that you're different than them in the way you believe and what you follow. So be praying for the students as we go through this series. One other thing that changed this week was that I got a notice that my daughter's boyfriend wants to go to summer camp with us. So be praying for me this next summer. So no, I'm excited. His name's Austin, and Austin's been a good name to our church family as far as for our daughters. So so I'm looking forward to Austin joining us for summer camp next year. So that puts us at 11 total people, but there's still room, you know, as the school year goes on. If we get more students showing up that want to go, I can add a few more spots. Some of those will be relying on scholarships, so I'll be advertising that need as we go into the new year. I know this church has always been very generous to meet the need of those students, and I do appreciate that. As far as property and space, we had a really productive work day recently. We did a lot of work up here and inside in the kitchen. Well, you all were the hands and feet of the labor inside. The kitchen got cleaned, the floors and all. But I invite you to come up and take a look at the prayer garden. It's been revamped a little bit, new mulch on the flower beds, and then we've sanded the benches and stained them. We've stained the gaga area out here and the swing set. So it all kind of matches with that stain up there. So check that out now that we have some nice weather. But other projects coming down the road, I'm continuing to work on our church sign. I'll be working with Brian here to figure out the next step, which is to put our worship time and website in lettering there. So if you haven't seen the sign out there, check it out. It's good to see those old letters that are so familiar that were up there for so long. Another project I've been working on, and this is a dream, is to get the lights working at the drive-in down here. So Gary and I worked on it a little bit last week, and we got some reading at the light fixture down there, but it's not the reading we were hoping for to make sure it's working. So there's a chance. So just be praying that that will come to fruition. Then as far as missions, this... Yeah, the lamps on the post, on the brick columns down there at the drive-in. So I'm hoping to get those working, but we'll see. We may have to resort to one of those solar panel fixtures that just kind of powers itself, but we'll see. I'd like to get these old ones working. As far as missions goes, we got a big day coming up this Saturday. I know Bart and Stephanie are signed up. Stephen and Carol are signed up. Ken and Betsy are signed up. And I'm signed up to go to the disaster relief training. So if you want to go, please let me know. I can make sure that you get signed up. And that's at Grace. And if you've been seeing the Tennessee Baptist newsletter, the newspaper, they've just been talking about the tremendous response from the Tennessee Baptist Mission Board to the affected areas. And they had a training up at Johnson City for disaster relief and had 400 participants at that, because people are just wanting to go up there and serve. And so they're wanting to get that training. So, and if you aren't able to go to this training, that doesn't mean you can't go with our team. You know, Stephen Carroll recently went to Middle Tennessee to serve after a tornado had struck out there, and they hadn't had the training. They said, please come, we will show you what to do. So, yeah, he's an electrician. Yeah, yeah. So, but he knows plumbing too. So, I don't know if there's anything else missions related there, but any questions about any of those report areas? No. All right. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Let me go back to that. Betty's not here. She reported on that last week, but I'm very excited to say we're able to continue our efforts with Oakdale. We hadn't heard from them there for a while. Betty's really maintaining that relationship, and it was because there was some changeover with the students, and so they weren't sure if we were going to be able to do Thanksgiving, but we are, and Betty will be posting the usual list up on the church bulletin board for you to do any shopping if you want to sponsor the dress or the eggs for the deviled eggs or whatever. So we'll be preparing that meal with them on November the 23rd up there. I'll be taking a small group of students up there, and so we'll prepare that meal and then share it with the children there. And then we'll be doing an angel tree for them as well. And so Betty's working on getting the angel tree out here. Now, everything has already been taken for the Briceville angel tree that was already up out there, but we'll also be doing the angel tree for them. Yes, we will be presenting those presents to the children here at the church. They usually like to do that with the students down there on a Wednesday night. Down there. Anything else?
Some of the students be going up.
Yeah, for the Thanksgiving meal, yeah. They're looking forward to that. We've had a pumpkin pie eating contest already, and I know they like that pie.
It'd be interesting to have a pecan, pecan eating pie contest. Casey's family's big into pecan pies, and I like them, but trying to eat that with your face would be hard. As far as the ministries that I'm over and involved in, let me start with the kids ministry. First, I just want to say thank you to a lot of the people who are in this room are helping out with the child care at 9 a.m. as well as during the worship hour at 10 o'clock. I know that is a service, and it is a sacrifice at times when you might want to be in the service, and I appreciate the fact that you guys are willing to take your time to do that. It makes a difference. One of the things that warms my heart is Harrison is always so excited about the lesson, coming to church, not just Wednesday nights, also Sunday. And even on this last week with the revival, we provided childcare. We didn't officially have a lesson per se. It was just, we were just trying to make childcare even happen. And he was excited about it, but he was sad because they didn't have an official lesson. So, God is working in his heart. And I know God is working in all the children's hearts, but he's the only one that can talk about it yet because of his age. And so, that's good for my heart to hear. Our Wednesday night Kids City is small, but it's growing. We've had Evan, which is Nick and Tiffany's son. They've been pretty consistent to come on Wednesday nights. And so, it's just kind of the building blocks, that kind of, I don't know if I'd call it seed planting, but just being patient in the little things and trusting that God is still doing something, even if it may not look like something from the outside perspective. I know God is working, so I appreciate what he is doing. On Wednesday nights as well as Sunday mornings, we have even more on Sunday mornings. I'm not there to visually observe it, so it's hard for me to remember our attendance there. As far as for worship, we have a Christmas cantata is kind of the traditional name for it, but we're probably going to call it a Christmas worship experience. And that's going to be on December 15th at 6 p.m. That's a Sunday evening. We've already started working on some of the songs for that. So last year, I was really hoping we could have something like that, and it just did not quite pan out with all the other stuff going on. So we are making that, making plans and preparing songs for that. On December 15th at 6 p.m. So that's all I have.
All right. Are there other ministry reports that we might have tonight, Gail?
Tabitha's table. We are getting back to pre-COVID numbers. We had 52 signed in. Now, that doesn't mean that there weren't some others that they don't like to sign in. So it's getting exciting. And yeah, yes, yeah, there's some accountability there. I need the ministry needs, let's put it that way, an associate director, assistant director, because as I said in my article, I came to this late and my shelf life is not going to be real long because my family doesn't live long. And I just want to get the smart thing to do is when you get into a position to start training somebody else to take over. And I need that. We also need some security, greeters. We need some greeters to replace Dwayne. So, you know, there are a few little open places. We need a server to replace Sandy. But you know, God always supplies. He really does. I just can't get over that Nick. And this, you know, this is so like God. Nick Gephardt, I was going to my car, and it had been after I'd talked about this, and he said, "Hey, Gail, I'd like to volunteer for Tabitha's table." I felt like Red Fox. It's a big one, Elizabeth, because you don't often have people come up and say, "Use me." And so I put him on my team as greeter, and then I think it was the next week or two that Gary broke his hip. So God supplied. You know, we have Michael Lee, who is always there. And we have Junior McCarter, who is there. I really don't want him to move away from where he is because he is so faithful. You know, we have our faithful people, but we need some more who can be there and be a presence. But I'm just so excited. The numbers are coming back. Free Will Baptist and the Methodist have been still giving us money. If you have find any quarters or dimes or whatever around your house, just, you know, say, Tabitha's table. Because food is not getting cheaper. And we have been blessed. Oak Valley has been faithful. They've never said that, yes, they're going to keep doing it, but they keep doing it. So there's always some uncertainty which keeps you on your feet. So we are blessed. And I don't worry about it because God always has supplied this for 32 plus years. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Gail. And he does provide. Richard's got that testimony in his work in Tabitha's. And Gail, now you have that same testimony, and God is taking care of his ministry and his idea, and so that's good. Let me follow up on a couple of things. Gail mentioned Nick. Nick and Tiffany Gephardt, they've been attending, and their little son, Evan, they've been attending her mother, Sandra. There are some other folks who are new attenders here, Wyatt Hatch and his father, Bo. They continue to be involved and increasingly involved. So we're aware of individuals and couples, families, households who are participating here and getting more and more involved. And prayerfully, we'll see, there's some that I'm still uncertain about their relationship with the Lord. And so we're praying for, I'm praying that there will be, if needed, if need be, some commitments to Christ. And so anyway, it's encouraging to see that. It's encouraging to have the sense that that things are on a rise, a swell, like a swell. And you never know when you're going to encounter a new family, a new household. And it seems as if we're in one of those seasons of growth. I found that it's slow growth, and usually that's the right kind of growth, the best kind of growth, as opposed to something that happens really quick and which can sometimes end up kind of dying off and falling away. And so the slow growth is I think healthier growth, because people are able to learn more about who we are, see places to be involved, and begin to plug in. I think our life groups continue to provide space, a place for people to begin to develop relationships. I have witnessed even this week a number of our newer people, the Thompsons, the Blaylocks, the Gephards, the Hatches, here during Revival Week. And just as pastor, I kind of stand back and just watch. You don't know you're being watched, but I'm watching you. And what I'm seeing is how God is creating just a new kind of fellowship among his people. And it's incredibly encouraging to me to just be able to stand back and watch God work among people, drawing them together. And it's like God weaves a fabric and weaves a thread in there, or two or three threads in there, and it just becomes a stronger fabric. It becomes a more beautiful fabric. And so I praise the Lord for that. And so let's keep praying. Let's keep pressing on and seeking God's work. He's present and working. Praise the Lord. Do y'all have any questions about new folks that are showing up and getting involved? Along those same lines, we have completed our deacon nomination. It's been since before COVID that we've done this, so it's kind of dusting that process off and letting the Lord begin to call out some new leaders among us, some new servant leaders. So we have 10 nominees that have been called out. We've communicated with those 10 and waiting to hear back responses, either in the affirmative or declining or needing to have more discussion about it. Currently, I have heard from 2 who have said yes. And so out of that 10, we have 6 who are new that have never been nominated before, and 4 have been nominated and have served in the past. And so, you know, again, it's just an encouraging indicator that there are new people that are here and involved, and that God is calling out, and that they are responding in the affirmative. And that's promising and encouraging. Do y'all have any questions about that? I've given till November the 10th for to hear back. Yes. Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about. Sometimes it's situational, but I do think that the question is a good question. And
because that's a responsible thing.
Yeah, I'm just observing somebody coming in the building. Jack's taking care of it. Yeah, that's a good question to ask. Let me see. I don't have the list in front of me, but I don't believe there would be anyone that I would consider a new believer. And so I would definitely say that they are people who have been our new members in terms of, say, within the last 2 years, but not new believers. Yeah. Good question. We continue to practice and exercise what I believe is a very beautiful part of the body of Christ, and that is the openness and inclusion of women in leadership. That's an important dynamic of our church. I believe that the Bible supports it and teaches it, and the Holy Spirit calls women and men into leadership. And it's always servant leadership, but into leadership. In our Southern Baptist Convention, it has not, in my opinion, has not honored the place and the leadership of women like I would have hoped. And in the last couple of years, especially in Southern Baptist conventions, they have debated and argued about and wrestled with a particular view of women that does not see them as equal in leadership. And so that is something that I recognize makes Robertsville a different kind of place, and that's okay. And so I like us, and I think that we are a beautiful reflection of God's Spirit. So, but I want to hold that ground, folks. I don't want to give that ground up. So let's hang on to it, okay? Because it's important. All right. Let's see. Revival, let me recap that. It was a wonderful week, and I'm just so thankful that we were able to be a part of it. I learned some things this week. Not so much about the Lord, though I did hear from Him on some things. But I learned what it's like to press forward and to give ourselves night after night, to not set a schedule that looks reasonable, but to take on something that looks a little, how are we going to do that? And that we are able to give God maybe a little bit of time that in a unique way. And so I experienced the Lord in a fresh way this week, and I'm glad that we were able to be a part of that. Let's see. We will be also doing some work from now to the end of the year, securing some committee nominations. So we need to be working on that and complete that so that we can communicate that to our church family. I'm looking at you, Judy, because you're the one that has the list with the names that are on it. So we can talk more about that coming off of our church council meeting. If you have any thoughts about who you think would be good in particular positions, you can contact Judy and share some names to be considered. Okay. Are there any other things that maybe you have questions for me about that I can answer? If not, we'll wrap it up. Thank you for being here tonight and for sharing. And may God continue to work among us and use us for His purposes and bring about blessings. And the word that I had last, it was probably last fall, bring about increase. We'll let the Lord decide what kind of increase that looks like. But I see Him doing that. So thank God. Lord, thank You for this night, for our time together. Lord, the folks here tonight represent the very heart and soul of this part of the body of Christ. And I thank You for each one that I consider to be friends and family. So go with us tonight as we depart, and keep us safe as we travel, and bring us back again together, excited and ready to encounter You, Lord, and to extend fellowship to one another. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I have a motion that we adjourn?